May the Lord provide the words I speak and guide the thoughts of all of our hearts. Amen.
Amen.
I don't know why, I always end up seeming to do ascension in the partnership. When I was trying to prepare something to put in partnership news, I went onto the old files on the computer, is often where I start, see what's there. And I've seen I've done it the last few years. And I thought, what new can I find to say about it this year? That's the thing, every time I read something from the Bible, even a story I know well, it seems something new stands out in it. And sometimes I really, really love the disciples. They are so human. They make the mistakes I make. They see things often as I can imagine I would have seen them. And I find that helpful in thinking about my own work and ministry in my own life. That if they can get it wrong, with Jesus actually amongst them, it's not too bad that I do. When I was trying to prepare this on Friday morning, I thought, I've got plenty of time. But then, of course, I got about five other jobs to do. Somebody phoned me needing a letter to support their request to extend their studies because of personal situations. They'd not been able to give their dissertation the time it needed. So, and that letter needed to be done then. And suddenly I had no time to prepare. So, again, very much open to the Spirit's leading. But what stood out for me was that opening of the reading from Acts, the disciples. Are you at this time going to restore the kingdom to Israel? You can understand when it's twinned with that reading from Ezekiel why they think that this is the question to ask. Because that's what Jesus has just said. I'm going and the Spirit will be made available. And they will know in their heads because that's the kind of society they were. They had all those words. They knew them. I will put my Spirit in you and move you to follow my decrees and be careful to keep my laws. Then you will live in the land I gave your ancestors. So they ask that question. Is this the time that that will be fulfilled? Jesus doesn't respond by reassuring them. He says, it's not for you to know the time and dates the Father has set by his own authority. How human to ask, and how must they have felt? They've been through a roller coaster of emotions. From the triumphal entry into Jerusalem and all that praising, and now is the time, it's all happening, we've pinned all our hope on you, only to go through the darkness of seeing him murdered, put to death for the very teachings that they believed would bring this new kingdom into being. So they'd gone from the height to the very depth. And then he started appearing to them. In the reading it says for a period of 40 days. And that made me think about the 40 days of Lent, which is when we remember the time Jesus went into the wilderness to prepare for his ministry after his baptism. It's another period of 40 days. Maybe it was his disciples that needed preparing at this time. Because instead of ensuring them it will be all right, he says, you will be given power to make it happen. In the reading from John, What stuck out to me this time was the phrase, "Glory has come to me through them." Glory has come to Jesus through the people that follow him. And I thought, what does that mean? It's not quite like if you go to the pantomime and have to make Tinkerbell come alive by saying, "I believe in fairies." It's not like that. But it is the people that make the church. But it's also God that makes the church. They are both essential. The church is nothing without God. But God is not nothing without the church, but it is the church that enables the work to happen. The disciples were human. In that form, Jesus, as human, had similar limitations to us. I can talk to you here. I can then go on to Putney and talk there. Okay, we have the benefits of modern technology. This is probably being recorded. It'll probably end up on the website, and a lot more people might hear. And yes, it will reach a lot of people. But Jesus didn't have all that. He travelled on foot. He travelled by boat. He did reach a lot of people. His followers reached a lot of people. But it is the giving of the Spirit that enables everybody to get the message. Back to the disciples. They think he's leaving us again. They must feel incredibly ill-equipped to carry on what he has begun. I know I do. And Morris, my husband, this Friday when I was having this, I haven't got time. I feel very not up to the task. I feel inadequate. He says, "But that's ridiculous. God wouldn't give you a job to do if you couldn't do it." And I said, "Well, that's true, but it doesn't stop me feeling inadequate and not up to the task." God gives us all tasks to do. We do at times feel that actually somebody else would be better served we'd all be better served if somebody else did it. But Jesus himself prays for us. The Spirit is made available to every one of us because he left. I don't know how much the disciples would have thought, "Great, the Spirit will be available." They're human, remember. I imagine it's much more, "Jesus is leaving us again." God's mission is our mission. We are equipped to do it. However inadequate I might think it is, I did get some sort of commentary written for Partnership News. Even if I hadn't, I know full well that despite the fact he'd been out away from the office for a couple of days, Charlie would have put something in. God's ministry is not dependent on me. This church's ministry is not dependent on me. But if I remember that God is in me and that God will give me the strength I need to do the work before me, it can be done. Forget writing a commentary if God wanted me to. I could move a mountain. Amen.